This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Why did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the real side. Once you can lay down, I'll ask you all the right questions. You know, did you love your mother? You know, remember all those things we saw in the movies? Anyway, you're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being a part of the conversation. Now, listen, you know, I hate when my time runs out and I don't get my point across. We had Pastor David Hagin on talking about the hate, right? The nasties and why they're there. And it's just amazing. Now, listen, I know we have atheist listeners, and I get it, and I'm not making fun of you. Please, I never mean to make fun of anybody. It's not what I'm trying to do. But, I mean, seriously, when we got to the point in our schools where we're teaching our kids there's no God, there's no right or wrong, there's no boys or girls, there's no up or down, there's no gender. When there's nothing, and nothing bigger than you, and you get to make all the decisions no matter what's going on around you, you got nothing. You can never truly be happy. Right? I mean, seriously. Everything is a slight on you. I was talking about this the other day. I was talking to a young lady who is a conservative, I mean truly a conservative Republican, the way she dresses and she conducts herself, and she, you know, what you would consider a conservative Republican, and you know, fiscally and all that, and we were talking about life and the things that turn them off as young Republicans, as millennial Republicans who consider themselves conservative. And again, you could take five old white-haired people, stick a white conservatives, stick them in a room, ask them all what conservatism is, and you probably will get, not probably, you will get eight different variations of what it is to be a conservative. But I thought what was interesting with her was the perception of what we think about them. That they have to get married, that the women have to have children and careers, I mean children first. That they have to move out of their house. Now, I thought it was interesting. I said, look, first of all, I'm a conservative guy. I don't think I ever pushed any of the girls to say, all right, you're out of high school, time to get married. Not the way. I didn't even push them to date. I didn't want them to date. I was afraid they'd end up in jail with the boys they brought home. But the idea was, no, let's find out what your passion is. Let's find out what you like and what you love and what you want to do. Right? You do that. You learn how to do, go to college. If you want to go into that's fine. If you want to get married and have kids at point, that's fine too. You know, my father was interesting. My grandfather had the same mindset. I mean, think about this. Back in the 60s and 70s, they wanted the girls to go to college. Why? For no other reason. If they had a family and dad died or left or whatever, they would have the ability to take care of themselves. They would have the ability to have a job, to have a college education. They could take care of themselves if they needed to. That's what any decent father wants his kids to be able to take care of themselves, to be able to survive, to be able to, you know, make ends meet. As a Christian father, I always told my kids, I'm not your sufficiency, God is. And if he ever tells you to come to me for money, ask him if he's asked me first. You know what I'm saying? Because that one's too easy. But I mean, seriously, we've got away from, even Christian parents, have gotten away from instilling foundations in these kids. So she went on to explain to me, one of the things I thought was kind of funny, she went on to explain to me why we felt the need to push them out of the house so early. And I'm thinking, what's early? 26, 28, 30, 35? My cousin, God bless him, I think he's my age, right? Yeah, he's my age. He's still living at home. And it's not because he can't survive on his own. It's not because he can't pull it off. You know, I think he figured the parents would be gone a long time ago, and he would have a house to himself. I don't know. But you know, shock, surprise. Nobody pushes, you know, you out of the house. You can't want independence, you younger people. You can't tell us how independent you are, how you do it on your own while you're living in my basement. And you're not paying rent, and you're not paying for food, and you're not paying your own utilities. Where's the independence? I always like young people when they say, I'm doing it on my own. By the way, where do I cash my government check? I always found that to be funny. That's not independence. Yeah, that's dependence. But anyway, so and they don't want to be, not that, the young lady said, not that I agree with abortion, but I don't want it part of my platform. I don't want you telling me what's right or wrong. I don't want you telling me when I have to get married. I don't want you telling me when I have to move out of the house. And I thought that was kind of interesting because some of those things were things that most young people wanted to do when I was growing up. I'm surprised. I know guys that are 19, 20, 21 years old, they don't have a driver's license. They don't want one. I wanted a driver's license so bad at 16, I drove before I had one. Wink, wink. Yeah, I know. My mother knows about it. It's okay now. She's forgiven me 50 years later. But you see what I'm saying? So, I'm confused as to what they believe independence is. But again, I had a sane, rational conversation. Nobody was yelling at each other. Nobody was telling each other stupid. She never said to me, well, see, that's because you're old and you don't get it. She would say things like, your generation believes, and I'd have to come back and say, no, not really. Here's the perception of most of us. Change it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Whitey Bulge is dead. Who's crying? We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly. You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate the time you're spending with us. On the air, in the chat room, what the heck is this thing doing? On the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be involved. Do be engaged. No, sincerely. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to know what's happening, and I want you to be involved in what's happening. So now, some of you, we talked about this, we touched on it earlier. And some of you might even know, Tammy walked out like, hey, you don't even know who that is. Talk about making me feel old. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We had a loss today. In the perfect way for it to be done. Yeah, some of you know where I'm going with this, right? Whitey Bulger is dead. Right? He was in prison in 89. 89 years old, he's in prison. Right? And this guy was nasty. I mean, he was the epitome of hate and nasty and just ugliness in every way. So, I don't know if you know who this guy was. He was a South Boston mobster. The Irish guys. So you can't blame this one on the Italians. So he was a South Boston mobster and also an FBI informer, which is like the worst thing it can be. In the mob, it's the worst thing it can be. And he was on the run for 16 years, and I don't believe in any way, shape, manner, or form that they had no clues to where this guy was. I'm not buying it, but that's yesterday's news. So they brought him to justice in 2013, and he was only charged with a few murders because they only needed a few to put him away for life, right? And but he was hundreds. He either ordered or committed hundreds and hundreds of murders. And there was a film about him while he was out and about. There was a film all about him. He was killed in a West Virginia prison, federal prison. And I guess he was confined to a wheelchair. Which is, I guess that's pretty cold. Two Federal Bureau of Prison employees who spoke on the condition of anonymity, because the information was not yet public, said that Bulger was beaten. He was unrecognizable when they found him, hunched over in the corner in his wheelchair. Right? They must have beat him. Now listen, that's a message. He didn't tee off two guys because maybe he stole their Twinkie at the lunchtime. Okay? Bulger was sent a message. No, he wasn't. Others were sent a message. This guy was beat unrecognizable by the mafia who still had ties, still have power inside the prison. And this happened within hours of him getting to the prison. There was new prison for him. It was the Hazleton Federal Penitentiary in West Virginia. He'd been moved from prison to prison in recent years and was incarcerated in Florida before being transferred to Hazleton. Why? Because he himself was a violent person. He had threatened guards in the other prisons. Now, I don't know why they move him around. Just lock him up in solitary for 30 days. Every time he threatens a guard, just lock him up in solitary. And the prison they sent him to was one of the most violent prisons in the country. And well understaffed. Now, one of the workers at the prison told the news source that the inmates were thought to be affiliated with the mob. A law enforcement official who... Now, you see how the mob works in prisons is they take care of your family outside the prison. If you're in jail for them because it's something you did for them and you kept your mouth shut and you took the hit for them, they will take care of your family while you're inside. Problem with that is if you screw them while you're inside, your family doesn't fare so well. Now, a law enforcement official who oversees the organized crime cases said he was told by a federal law enforcement official that a mob figure was believed to be responsible for the killing. So this was one FBI organization outside of the prison, and then the prison guard organization letting them know that this hit was called for from outside. Mr. Bulger was serving two life sentences for 11 murders, found unresponsive at 8:20 Tuesday morning. He was pronounced dead at the hospital shortly thereafter. To the families of those he executed gangland style, to the neighborhood held in a long after he vanished. I mean, he was arrested in Santa Monica, California in 2011. Beachfront home, basically. I don't know how he got away with it. I don't know how they didn't know he was. There's no way. He had $800,000 in cash hanging out. Now, he didn't live 16 years on $800,000 or $1.5 million, whatever you might add. Somebody was feeding him bucks. Somebody was still giving him money. Right? And they were pretty gruesome crimes. I'm not going to redo them here on the air for you. In all but lost era in South Boston. Now, what's really funny is when you go through South Boston or even the north end of Boston, you know, they've spent some money. They've cleaned the place up. It looks nice in some areas. Usually the area is right there on the main streets. Right now, you know, you look at the waterfront. It's beautiful. The condos are selling for $500, $600, $1 million. When I was a kid growing up, the only people that slept there were the homeless. These were warehouses right off the water. And it wasn't very, the odor wasn't nice back then. Right? But Bulger dominated the rackets. He had the Irish-American mafia. He had them by the throat. Okay? And he had the average working person petrified in South Boston. And then he started working in the way in the north end. The Italians gave up too quick with him. And I can't remember the guy I had on the show. He was actually in a witness protection program. We were talking about Bulger. And he was from the New York mob. And he said, you know, you guys in Boston, you had no guts. If this guy came into the Italian section of the New York mob, they would have found him in pieces in the Hudson River. Yeah, Franzese, that's right. There's a story in and of itself. I'll have to get him back on, too. You know? The stuff he did to people there when he was a young teenager. He would shoot men between the eyes. He would stab them in the heart with ice picks. Nobody thought a woman was going to tell on him. He strangled her. Unreal. Anyway, I'm Joe Bacino, your host. God. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I'll give you an uplifting story. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump spent most of Tuesday in Pittsburgh, a city devastated by the shooting deaths of 11 members of the Tree of Life Synagogue. President Trump and his wife Melania paid their respects to the victims of Saturday's massacre. As a grief-stricken community began to bury the dead, Jeffrey Myers, the synagogue's rabbi, greeted the president along with his daughter Ivanka and son-in-law Jared Kushner, both of whom are observing Jews. Earlier, funeral services were held for some of the victims. The president and the first lady laid stones at each of the victims' memorials. Less than 50 yards away from the president, about 1,000 protesters were chanting, many of them condemning him for divisive rhetoric.
President Trump, you are not welcome in Pittsburgh!
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
Joe Messina, your host. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I really do, I very much do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right, so we were talking about Whitey Bulger, but really, you know, I keep forgetting to do this because it's just not my thing. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can also contribute to the show. As you know, many of us have been hurt. We've been shut down. Incomes have been brought down to a trickle because of Facebook and Twitter and other places just pulling it all the way back to where we can't get any traction. And, you know, thank you, Jesus, that we are on, I don't know if some of you know this, some of you may or may not know this, but we're on 48 stations across the country. God bless those stations. Thank you for taking the show, for keeping to take the show, whatever the proper terminology is, I don't know. Never said I spoke English properly. But, you know, thank God for those stations, for those terrestrial stations, for you listeners on what's referred to as the terrestrial stations. And, you know, and your input to your station managers. Manages? Wow, there's a Boston of you coming out, ain't it? You know, and listen, and again, I want to reach out to you guys from time to time. I would love, you know, if some of you, you know, want me to get involved in an event that you have going on, reach out to me, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You know, again, thank you. KDUZ, AM 1260 out of Hutchinson, Minnesota. Thank you so much for listening to the show. KBSN, News Talk out of Moses Lake, Washington. Great station out there, 1470 AM. Right? KCLV out of... Let's see, when I say these things, my wife wants to shoot me, so I won't use a Texas accent because it's terrible.
Right.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I don't do so well out of KCLV AM. And KTO, 1230 AM, out of Thatcher, Arizona. You know, I'm serious. I appreciate so much you guys taking the time to listen. Right? Out of the great state of Alabama, WBCF, 97.1 FM. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And one of the stations that I've been on, we've been on the longest, I love those people down there. I love y'all. I mean, I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. But KQTY Radio, 1490 AM and 106.7 FM out of Borger, Texas. You guys are great. I really do appreciate you've been loyal, I think, almost 9 years now. Either you can't get anybody else to fill in my slot or you really like me. I'm going to believe that you really like me. And the very first station that we were on, KHTS, AM 1220, and now FM 98.1 out of Los Angeles, California. I was like that when I first came here from Boston. The announcer slipped into that. I said, Los Angeles. I thought it was cool. Anyway, so I do appreciate you guys. It's hard to call you all out, and I'll try to make the rounds from time to time, but I really appreciate you taking the show, you keeping the show on. I know, you know, sometimes it's been a little problematic, but thank you. So, you know, we were talking about Whitey Bulger, and some of you guys, you know, you don't really understand how the mafia works. The thing that always bothered me, I grew up in Boston at a time when the mafia was very active in the north end of Boston. Look up the history of the north end of Boston in the 1970s. Look up the Boston Mafia in the 1970s. What you see on TV is not the mafia. Actually, even the most gruesome thing you see on TV is not the mafia. Right, what was a movie show, Sopranos, that people... I never watched it. I think I watched it once or twice for a few minutes. And I'm not trying to be melodramatic here, but I got to tell you, I lived it. Don't want to see it. I don't want to see that again on my screen. You know, The Godfather was a good portrayal of what really goes down. You know, if from within the inner workings, it wasn't even as gruesome. So... But when they romanticize the mafia, it makes me nuts. They are cold-hearted killers, and they're in it for the buck and the family. Once you become made in the mafia, once you become a mafia member, they are your family. If your mother's on her deathbed and they tell you to go get them a pack of cigarettes, you go do what they tell you to do. Your mom dies without you being there. They tell you your wife's got a big mouth and she's talking to all the wrong people and she's got to go. And either you can do it or they'll do it for you. And the most compassionate thing you can do at that point is you do it. Yeah, that's how it works. They're not interested in your marriage, your kids. They're interested in your marriage to them. That's why when I see this stuff on TV, it drives me nuts. There is no romantic side of the mafia. Okay? It's like trying to say there was a romantic side to Hitler. Sick. Mr. Bulger dominated the rackets in the folklore of the Irish-American worker. You know, I mean, some of the stuff that he did. I started talking about, I'm not going to go back over it again. I don't need that in my throat again. You know, I mean, his brother, this is the funny thing about it. Here's a family that's known, this is why I said to you, people don't pay attention. His family, known for being active in the mafia, knowing what he was doing, his brother, Bill, well, William, he became the president of the Massachusetts State Senate. And he was the president of the University of Massachusetts. Now, Bill, or William Bulger, oh, he said he didn't know what his brother was doing. No. Give me a break. My dad used to say that think about the Massachusetts State Legislature. He always joked that they could all step out on the Capitol steps, flip the bird off to every Massachusetts voter there was, and they would all get elected again the next day. Right? And his brother used to say things like, look, that's my brother. Even if I knew where he was, even if I knew what he had done, I wouldn't turn him in. He's my brother. I love him. I'm not gonna do that to him. This is the president of the Massachusetts State Senate who takes an oath to uphold the law of the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of Massachusetts. Not to his family. But see, that's how the mafia works, too. For years before Whitey Bulger's criminal history became known throughout... Well, because of the trials of the books and the newspapers and congressional hearings. Right, in South Boston, they had this guy painted as an Irish Robin Hood, where he gave out turkeys on Thanksgiving. You know, he protected his own from those hated police. But, you know, Al Capone did the same thing. Al Capone wormed his way into the hearts and lives of the people in Chicago. You know how he did it? He was the first guy to open soup kitchens. Think about that. You're starving. You're on the street. You're cold. And here's the Al Capone soup kitchen. Come on in. It's warm. Have some bread. Have some soup. Fill your belly up, my friend. And take a load off your feet for a little while. And all the cops do is hit you with the baton and move you along. So when he gets into court, when things are going down in Chicago, do you think Capone was going to really, truly be convicted of anything? Other than finally tax evasion? He killed hundreds of people. Had rackets going on everywhere. And the only thing they could get him on was tax evasion? His code of the streets was touted, never sell angel dust to children or heroin in the neighborhood. Trust only the Irish. Never lie to a friend or partner. And above all, never squeal to the authorities. He was an inspiration for Jack Nicholson's mob boss in Martin Scorsese's 2006 film, The Departed, that was set in Boston. But as he was telling people, never squeal, he was an informant for the FBI. Right? So anyway, I just, you know, I don't want to beat this to death. But he's dead. He's gone. You know, as a Christian, I hope he had time to maybe change his ways. I doubt it from what I hear. And, you know what? I guess justice was served. Maybe not the way it should have been, but justice was served. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. It's a smorgasbord of information tonight, of stories tonight. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So
this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. They really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you're involved, engaged, and just working with us on stuff. You know, sending me information. Sending me what's going on in the world. I can't catch everything. You know, in 1993, the Dems are going crazy. As a matter of fact, I shouldn't say that because that's not totally true. The Dems are kind of silent, but at first they weren't. And they were screaming about the, immigration and how terrible Trump is and the whole nine yards. And now this invasion coming up, right, they've been kind of quiet about. Right up until the time, I think Trump was playing these guys. Right, but right up until the time that Trump tweeted that he was going to sign an executive order basically getting rid of the 14th Amendment, right, now they're going out of their minds. President can't do that. He can't play with citizenship. You can't. But see, I think Trump was playing these guys. And I'll tell you why. Because I think Trump is teed off at the Republican Party. He's teed off at the Dems. They're not doing their job. We've had immigration issues for decades. And Congress has never got off their ever-loving butts to fix anything. They really need to sit down and fix this problem. And they can do it. Now, the Dems come off as so righteous, so self-righteous that they, you know, no, you can't do that. You can't take citizenship away from these people. You can't do this. You can't do that. Well, guess what? It's not how Harry Reid felt. And not just Harry Reid, others in his group. Harry had a whole different viewpoint at one time.
If making it easy to be an illegal alien isn't enough, how about offering a reward for being an illegal immigrant? No sane country would do that, right? Guess again. If you break our laws by entering this country without permission and give birth to a child, we reward that child with U.S. citizenship and guarantee a full access to all public and social services this society provides. And that's a lot of services. Is it any wonder that two-thirds of the babies born at taxpayer expense at country, county-run hospitals in Los Angeles are born to illegal alien mothers?
So there you go. With the Democrats deciding, or Harry Reid, which is the leader of the party. Right? I mean, talking about how you can't have this. You have to stop this. You can't keep letting this go on. And now, again, this is what's just perplexed me. Okay? But we talk about it. This is the hypocrisy. They say it, and it's manna from God. They say it, and it's worthy of the Bible. It's worthy to be included in the gospel. We use the same exact words, and we're haters. We use the same exact words, and we're phobics, racists. It's just, it makes, you couldn't smoke enough crack to have that make sense. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's go to Tom in Baltimore. Tom, thanks for calling.
Hey, yes, sir. I enjoy your show. By the way, I absolutely agree with you relative to the glamorizing of organized crime. I couldn't stand the Gottis, if you recall that show. They really took it to a new level when it came to not only glamorizing it, but almost praising it. It was ridiculous.
Well, he was the Teflon Don. He looked like the cool guy. You know, did you grow up in Baltimore?
I did.
Yeah, so you part of that, the East Coast cities, Baltimore, Boston, New York. Yeah,
well,
it's nothing
what you're
seeing.
Joe, Baltimore is probably one of the few big cities in America that didn't have any kind of real organized crime. It's been debated as to why, maybe it's proximity to Washington, but you had a little bit dripping down from Philly, but other than that, Baltimore had kind of local, small-time gangsters, if you will.
Well, you were... yes, well, you were saved from it. But anyway, you want to talk about Mueller and I think he's just circling the drain, don't you?
Well, I wanted to ask you about if you knew anything about his time during the Winter Hill gang, Whitey Bulger's gang's rampage in Boston. He was the DOJ attorney assigned to... covered that area, and of course you can't avoid knowing that if the FBI, which in fact we all know now with the conviction of Special Agent John Connolly, the FBI was covering for the Winter Hill gang, and Mueller had to have known about that. It's amazing to me that no one ever brings it up or questions it. This is not secret information.
Oh no, you're exactly right. I mean, I remember story after story after story about him covering for them and his involvement there too. When it comes to what these guys, and I'm not going to call them missteps because I don't believe they were missteps. They knew exactly what they were doing. When they were looking for the bigger fish, they let this guy Bulger get away with all kinds of stuff. They knew about his murders, they knew about his robberies, they knew who he was doing in. And they still let him get away with it.
Absolutely. And I'll leave you with this. You know, what I can't stand most of all is when people try to play both sides of the eight ball. If you're going to be a criminal, be a criminal. If you're going to be a good guy, do your best to be a good guy. When you start playing both sides of the eight ball, you kind of deserve what you got.
Oh, listen, I agree with you. And I wish he had gone through... I have to be nice. I got to watch how I say it. But anyhow, 89 years old. Man, can you imagine being in the Boston Mafia, being in South Boston? Can you imagine the torture and just the horrendous things he did to people he murdered? It's just amazing. Hey, Tom, thanks for calling. I appreciate the call.
Take care, sir.
Yep. You know, again, it's true. And a lot of people on the East Coast get more of this than you do on the West Coast. And Texas might be devoid. I've heard all kinds of stories. I don't know how true it is, but they might be devoid of the mafia as we know it, but they've got their own little good old boys gang, if you know what I'm saying. Okay? Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I had a story all laid out that I wanted to do, and now I can't remember what it was. All right, so let's do a little bit on the election. All right? We've got, what, 6 days? I know, you're counting them down. You got rings all over the place.
Seven
days, right? So for some of you who really want to see a change, not a change, but you want to make sure that we support the president, okay? Find a way to help. And I mean that sincerely. I'm not saying you're not. I don't know all of you, obviously. But find a way to help. And that could be a number of things. Find out more about your candidate. Don't just vote for somebody because he's Uncle Tom's best friend's cousin. All right? Make sure you know about this person. And when you do, if you're a person that doesn't like to make phone calls, you don't like to walk what they call walking precincts, then you have an email list. Do you not? Get your email list out of people you know and you love, and maybe even some you don't love. Send them an email. Tell them why you're voting for so-and-so and why they should. Don't do a novelette. Just do a couple of paragraphs. And then if you got some guts, pick up the phone, start calling some of your friends in your neighborhood. Let them know why you're voting for so-and-so, what they should do. Because a lot of people don't do their homework. And here's something else I've learned. Do not, right? I mean, when you see these things that come in, educators for better schools, they want Joe Messina. Well, look at who educators for better schools are. Look them up online. You may find out they're in an educator on the board. They just bought that name, and they bought that card. So don't buy into this, because I know people in my own area that voted for somebody because they were on a card that, you know, police and firemen support, but there's no police and firemen as part of the group. It's craziness. So I get a kick out of this. Tammy just handed me something, and there's a local election in our area. And it seems like the women are the flavor of the month of the year, of this election cycle or something, right? Now, my daughter happens to be a staunch Republican and doesn't believe in any of this stuff. So we get two mailers. Now, you can't see them. This is radio. You could if I held it up to the camera for some of you watching. But the thing I find amusing on this is they are so full of themselves. Now, I have no other way to put it. They're so full of themselves that they actually believe. I'm looking for my little flashlight here. The studio's pretty dark, right? So they actually believe that every woman thinks the same way. Right? Otherwise, you're an idiot, apparently. So this person is running for state assembly. Now, she sends my daughter a flyer. Right? The flyer is from the Planned Parenthood, right, supported by, paid for by Planned Parenthood. So she thinks that my conservative daughter, now they know who they're mailing these to. And I knew I was going to run out of time on that one. That they're interested in abortion, and that you're getting money from an abortion place, right? Same thing with Nero and a few of those other. Look these things up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I knew I was going to do this myself. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We'll be here tomorrow. Hopefully you will too.